Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the BTS podcast. You are joined by lovely host Beatrice,
Tammy,
and Sharon. Welcome back. Good to have you guys here.
Woo. Thank you for coming back.
Yes, thank you for returning to our returning subscribers. Thank you.
Shout out. I don't know if you saw, there was a comment where someone was like, "Oh, Beatrice, I'm so sorry that I never subscribed." I'm like, yeah.
Did you see my response?
No, I didn't.
Change that today.
No, legit.
Make that change, man.
Come on over to the good side. Like, honestly, I don't know. Some people, obviously, we see the stats. So we know, you can't even hide. We know there's people watching and not subscribed.
Yeah.
Like,
What's the beef?
Yeah, man.
I don't really understand.
Yeah, man. What do we do?
What's going on? What do we do?
What's the difference? Because you're still going to be watching the content anyway.
Exactly.
Just show some love or something.
God damn.
Give a little
something.
Don't be
something. A hater like the babe from the last episode.
I'm so done.
What? Oh.
Yeah. I'm so
choose
done.
Wisely.
Choose wisely.
Choose your friends wisely.
No,
you're not even wisely. Wisely.
I'm so dumb. But yeah, anyway, so I'm going to kick off with a dilemma. I want to just preface this by giving a little bit of a note. This is not a trigger warning per se, but I can see that it touches on the topic / subject of disabilities. I don't know what that would do for somebody. It might do something. So you know how to proceed as we now delve into the dilemma.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wow.
2024. Ah, I'm going to have to preface everything.
You have to give the disclaimer. You mentioned black people. That really triggers me.
It's too much. Well. Okay, so the title is, "Am I the arsehole for telling my friend that she doesn't have a real disability?"
Okay. Let us see.
You know, I'm not serious. I'm so done. Okay.
Sometimes she has Munchausen.
What's that?
Oh, what is that again?
It's like when someone believes that they're ill and they're not.
Yeah.
It's like a massive
thing. Because remember that's a whole thing on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Yep. Yeah, I remember
that's
that.
That's a disability though. The fact that you believe that you have something that you don't. Are you not ill?
Yeah, but you actually make yourself become ill.
Yeah, but is that not a disability? Is that I don't know if I'm saying mental illness. It's more mental illness than disability.
Yeah, like a physical.
But wouldn't you class a mental illness as a disability?
No, it is a disability. But like, in terms of what it leads to is actually like physical, like you actually become unwell. Like actually you're sick in person.
I know. But what I'm saying is,
would you classify mental health illnesses as disabilities?
Yeah, because autism is a mental illness.
Yeah,
that's a disability.
Yeah, I would, but I think because of the way that it, I don't know, there's something
about the way that it plays out.
Are you guys talking about the way it plays out or the way it played out on that show?
The way that it played out on that show,
okay.
I think.
Because generally speaking, I haven't watched this.
I don't know.
But what you have described, to me, that's a disability.
No. I agree wholeheartedly that is a disability.
And I know it's not the disability that they're describing.
Yeah.
As in, like, if they think their leg has been amputated, but it's clearly there.
Yeah.
Clearly, you're not physically disabled.
Yeah,
like,
your leg is there, but you have a mental illness. That's what I mean. But this one is more a case where the thing that you then think you have you then actually start to have it.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Yeah.
Because I don't know if you've been seeing recently, like on Twitter, like just on social media, there's this woman she was released from jail, from prison in America, because she ended up killing her mum, because the mum had Munchausen and told everybody that her daughter was ill, and like said that she had all of these disabilities and illnesses and stuff like that. She was in a wheelchair, and then she now
who was in a wheelchair? The mum,
the daughter. Basically, the mum was convincing everybody and the daughter that the daughter had all these illnesses, all these diseases, but she didn't. So now the daughter, I think she now got into a relationship with a guy, and then they like plotted to
God.
Yeah, I think her name, like, it's every, like, I don't know if you've seen it, it's everywhere. She recently got released from prison, like maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has she spent a long time in there already?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to think. I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
But like she's got a Instagram page. She has a husband. Wow. Like, yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. Munchausen.
Yeah.
It's really something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Anyway. Let's circle back to the dilemma. So the title is, am I the asshole for telling my friend that she doesn't have a real disability? So for context, I am a disabled wheelchair user. I have multiple conditions that have caused me issues with balance, sleep, pain, and breathing. I've lived with these conditions my whole life. However, my life is very full. Mm-hmm. I love to travel and go on adventures and do just as much as other people, but I rely heavily on aids. One of my close friends has started to have hypos, which is low blood sugar, within the past year. She's only had 3, but she feels very unwell when they happen. So I think it's like an episode. Yeah. She gets cold and very dizzy. She starts trembling and sweating. It's scary for her, which I completely understand and sympathize with. Diabetes and other conditions have been ruled out. Doctors are fairly confident that the hypos have been caused by her drinking habits. Doctors have advised her to cut back, and she's lied to them saying she has. Last week, she had another hypo as she told the doctor she'd cut back on drinking and they have given a medication to help. Today, she wrote a Facebook post announcing that she's fighting a disability and that she needs support from her friends and family to go through it. I ignored the post, finding it a little overdramatic, but there was no need to comment, so I didn't. Within an hour or so, she messaged me, asking why didn't I comment on her post. I told her that I didn't feel the need to, as we've spoken privately about the doctor's appointment and the medication. My friend asked if she could come over as she was feeling low, so I said sure. She came over with her husband. We were having a nice evening, playing some cards and chatting, when she brought up the hypos again. I was listening and being supportive when she said, "I know what it's like to be disabled. I know what it's like to be disabled like you now."
Oh no!
And I absolutely lost my mind.
And this person that's speaking is like wheelchair bound.
Yes. I told her that she has no idea what it's like to be disabled because she doesn't have a real disability.
Damn!
It turned into a huge argument until eventually she left with her husband.
See you.
So what was the husband doing whilst they were arguing?
You know men they like to stay out women's business sometimes, unless you're
Peter Thomas.
Not him getting the stray bullets,
boy. He stays with women's business. Sorry. I would just never get over. Sorry to just do a complete diver. I would never get over how he involved himself in Real Housewives of Potomac.
Oh,
like, it just never, it just,
sorry, excuse me, why are you,
why
even
are you
here?
There?
Like, he didn't add anything. They could have gone to his restaurant and that would have been it.
Like, he came in and left the dirty storm.
Oh my God.
The
we are still seeing the repercussions of that today.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Crazy, right?
Sorry to just go on the tangent, but that one just, yeah, he's there.
Nah, he is messy.
He's messy. But anyway, so he said,
go and find yourself a wife and settle down. Something.
Boy. Anyway, so he said, after she left, I started to feel a bit bad about what I said. I know she's really struggling with this, but to compare it to my disability felt really, really hurtful. Am I the asshole? So she added just a couple of contexts because I think people are responding, and she said, So just an edit. Low blood sugar, also called
hypoglycemia,
I think.
Hypoglycemia.
That's it. Hypoglycemia or hypo is where the level of sugar in your blood drops too low. And then she said, there's a lot of comments that the disability that my friend has is alcoholism. To be clear, she doesn't have that or has any alcohol dependency issues. But when she refers to herself as disability, as being disabled, she's referring to the condition of low blood sugar, not being an alcoholic. Mm. And also she's had extensive testing and no other symptoms have come up other than the three episodes that she had in the last 12 months. But the doctors are the ones that are saying that if she reduces drinking, then the episodes will stop. Mm-hmm. But she's actually been to the majority of her appointments with her. So yeah, that was a dilemma. What do you guys think? If she like was asking you guys, do you think that it was wrong for her to say that statement? What would you guys say?
Sorry, that was a rebuttal to her.
I know how it feels. I feel like now to be disabled like you, essentially.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what she said. Because what I would have responded would have been like, but you're not disabled though.
That's what she said.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so you think it's fine that she said
I think it's fine because I'm trying to think about what I would have replied. And my response would have been like, but you're not disabled. You have low blood sugar. Am I missing something here?
I don't know because I think there's always this kind of argument like, oh, you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know people's disabilities. Like,
it's not it doesn't have to be like,
it doesn't have to be physical for
you
to know someone's disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't think that people should compare disabilities. Like, now I know how you feel, but everybody has this. Even if she did have a disability, I wouldn't now be comparing my disability to yours.
So
like, I wouldn't
weird.
Now, oh yeah, well, it's we're all disabled. Like, that's
not a trophy.
It's not like something, like, obviously people should be equal, like there should be equality with disability and things like that. But it's not something that you're now we're all together and comparing ourselves with someone else that is disabled. It's more of a thing of like, I don't think she should have said, now I know how you feel because you don't know how she feels because everybody's disability
is
different.
And she doesn't know how you feel either.
Exactly. So
that's
what I was going to say. So I don't think that it's... I think the person is wrong anyway for saying that you're not disabled because actually, even just looking at the definition of what a disability is any condition of the body or mind that makes it more difficult for a person with the condition to do certain activities and interact with the world around them. Someone who has low blood sugar definitely has to monitor how they move around. Like, do you know what I mean? They have to take certain medications for life. Like, it is a condition. Do you know what I mean? So, like, it's wrong for you to just be like, you're not disabled. However, definitely, I agree with you guys in the sense that this whole, and I can't lie to you, I'm 100% guilty of this and I'm really trying to work on this myself. But when someone says they're going through something, my normal thing is to like, and I'm kind of stepping away from the dilemma, but it's the same theme, right? If someone says they're struggling with something, I normally would be first to be like, oh my God, yeah, same. Like, I also struggle with it. But I normally do it from a place of, I want you to know that you're not the only person that deals with it. Mm. But sometimes it can come across like, this isn't actually about you. This is about me. Mm. And it's the wrong rebuttal or the wrong response in that moment. Yeah. Mm. Whereas genuinely from my heart, I'm not saying because I'm like, oh, I want to compete with you. Like, oh, I go through a bigger struggle. It's just a case of sometimes I know some people find comfort in knowing that it's not just them going through something. However, it's very much dependent on the person you're telling that message to.
Yeah.
So like, even with this scenario here, you know, when she's saying, oh, like, what's she saying? Like, oh, I know what it feels like to have a disability like you. Definitely is said in the wrong type of way. But maybe she wants to say like, oh, I know what it feels like to want or not, like, to not, to be restricted in some form of way. Mm. But again, I know in the way that she was doing it, because
it
of the whole post...
like she was gloating.
No, I don't think she was gloating. I think she's just saying like, oh, like, damn, like my own thing is now like really serious and like it's affected me and I know what it feels like to be affected by something that you can't necessarily...
I didn't see it that way.
I did. Because I don't see how it could be anything other than... Like, what is she trying to say? Like, oh, I know what it feels like to be like disabled. What? She's not gloating in... How's that coming to gloat about?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like she made it sound almost like, well, why didn't you interact with my post? Like, I also know how, like, it feels like to be like you. Like, I don't know. She made it sound like, yeah, like, you're not the only one that has this struggle now.
Is that what you mean? Okay, so for me, so gloating for me, I thought was like more like a, like, you know, when someone's like gloating, showing off. Something.
Maybe gloating's not the right word. Maybe more like, how else would I describe that?
I don't know, but I know what you mean.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I know, like, what you mean.
I don't know. It's just, it's kind of weird. Like, maybe, yeah, maybe she was wrong for saying that it's not a disability. But I can't, like, I don't know. It's so difficult because even with the definition that you read, I get it. But then that's kind of like me being like, well, I have to wear glasses and like have to for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And that is obviously an inconvenience. But I wouldn't consider that a disability. I also have to like use my inhaler, like, especially during the winter, like religiously, because I have asthma.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't consider that to be a disability.
Is that because you're, the reason why you don't consider it to be a disability is because you know people are dealing with something that you would perceive to be more life-threatening than what you are going through? Is it a relative term? Is that the reason why you're saying that?
Maybe.
Because
you would consider
is.
That to be a disability.
It's not that I'm saying it's a disability, but it's definitely
maybe
it's
an impairment.
Yes, yeah, an impairment.
But I wouldn't
and
necessarily.
If you didn't have gray areas. Yeah, it's a gray area. But if you didn't have, like, if you were out and you had an asthma attack and you didn't have your inhaler, that's a life threatening situation, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I feel like a lot of the situations and stuff. The reason why we say, oh, it's not. This is because you're comparing it to another situation, which actually could be a lot worse. You know what I mean? But it's still a point blank period that you're going through something that stops you from doing your normal activities, especially if you could do something before and you can no longer do it. You're impaired in that way. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not something like you're trying to do something that you've never been able to do in your life. You've been fine doing this thing. And then now suddenly you can't.
Yeah.
There's some sort of hindrance that's happened. Do you know what I mean? That stopped you from doing that. But you know, the reason why I thought to read up is just because it got me thinking again about that whole, just like when you try to rebuttal or like when you try to struggle, that struggle thing. And I feel like as, I don't want to go into the whole Black community thing, but sometimes we tend to do that a lot about the whole clinging onto the struggle. Like you have to really like the struggle. But yeah.
Like I don't know why we glorify struggles so much in our community.
We
like,
love to
listen,
talk about it, bond over
a,
it, do
if
everything.
If you can have a soft life, have a soft life.
Like, yeah.
It's not about, oh my, you know those stories like, it can never just be, oh, thank God I graduated with a first class.
Can never.
Oh, I mean, I did this too, but it's true. Like, you know, it's always like, and then when I was in year four, they told me I will never amount to anything. My year four teacher told me, my year five teacher told me, in year six, they expelled me. I had to hustle and haggle for pencil.
Right, it's
just to take my O's. What's that? What's that exam that our parents used to do? O level or whatever.
Yeah.
It's always one story. I'm just kind of like,
yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah,
we just love this whole struggle life, and I don't really understand why.
Yeah, me either. But yeah, man, I just think, especially in this day and age, obviously we all know that like the world we live in is definitely more sensitive to certain things. But I do genuinely believe that like sometimes it is a case of we are very quick to do the whole comparative thing where it's like, oh well. You know how sometimes someone might be like, oh, yeah, you have this, so I don't really understand how you're upset. Like, for example, even going back to the last week's episode about having a good job, right? Like, you the person who was jealous, not trying to say that, like, they're right, but, like, you could be like, oh, like, how... She probably has that view of, like, oh, you can never complain about ever being unhappy because you have the best job here. But it's like, there's other things that people are struggling with that, like, you just can't relate, but because it's something that you're lacking in, but they have, you just automatically think that, oh yeah, your situation's a lot worse, but you're not thinking about the whole like context. Why are you smiling?
Just because sometimes I think, I was going to ask a question about whether or not you think you have to be sensitive about what you say you're struggling with certain people. Or do you think it's fine to always just be like...
Why are you doing your face like that? You lot's faces are killing me. From this angle, I can see everything now.
Because I do think you should be.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Depending on who I'm speaking to.
If you're complaining about your six-figure job, yeah, and somebody has been looking for a job for 6 months, I'm sorry, that's not appropriate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's not. Like, so go and take that struggle and talk to somebody else about it. Because I'm sorry, it's not appropriate. Like, read the room, bruv.
And
some people that's why I was laughing while you were talking.
Yeah, I got you. Because someone might be in the rebuttal and be like, oh, but that you should understand. Like, you should be able to separate your own situation from when you... But it's difficult.
I'm sorry, difficult. I definitely could. Like,
you think you can?
Yes. Okay. When I didn't have a job, if you were, I don't think you did, but like if you did come to me and you were like, I wouldn't have done that because you would have read the room. But what I'm trying to say is, if you came to me and you said, oh, I'm really struggling with da 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 da, or my manager da da da, I would have still been there for you. It'd have been completely fine. I wouldn't have actually felt away because I know that you wouldn't do that to like, do you know what I mean? I know that you're self-aware. What I'm saying is, I don't expect somebody, when you know that somebody's looking for a job, to now be complaining about your job to somebody that's been out of job for six months. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, use common sense, read the room. Like, it's not appropriate in my view. So, yeah, sometimes you shouldn't be sharing that struggle with that friend. Go and find another friend to talk to.
It's true. But do you think it's like, do you think it's the onus of someone to make it clear that they're not?
No.
Sometimes you don't know whether someone can take... You know, we're talking about this before, where it's like sometimes like, you just offloading to someone, but you don't realize actually they're going through something. It's like, I might not know that you have an issue with your job, for example.
That you don't know that I'm unemployed.
I might not know. Like, it depends on who you're talking to.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, if you don't know, then that's not your fault.
Yeah, so it's not every single time we want to complain something, you have to give a. I'm about to talk about the fact that I've. About my job.
No, but.
Are you okay to handle it?
No, no. The reason I said that is because you were talking about the other scenario from last week about how. Now she can't expect that just because she has a good job that she will never complain about her job.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, if the poisonee, as in the person that was trying to poison, or the poisoner,
the poisonee is the one that was about to drink and die. Yeah.
Okay, cool. If the poisoner, if the poisonee is saying, oh, da 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 da. To the poisoner, but the poisoner's been out of a job for 6 months. I'm sorry. I don't really think that's appropriate. Mm. But another thing I was going to say is, for example, say you know your friend has been struggling to have children for like 5 years.
Mm.
And then you're complaining about your children all the time. These children, man, they never listen. Da-da-da-da-da. I don't know. I just
feel
like...
That is a tough one.
I feel like it really depends on the friendship that you have with that
person.
Definitely.
Like,
I don't know that you should definitely always be complaining about how your children are always getting you annoyed. Oh, my days, now it's time for me to go and pick them up. I just put them there.
Yeah,
they're calling me from the school.
I don't want them anymore.
I don't even want to wake up. These children, they're always making noise. And somebody is there casting and binding. Oh, God, of the fallopian tubes. Help me open them. Like, please, come on now.
Yeah.
Come on
It's
now.
True, you know. Sure. I've never actually thought about... Like that context
really?
Before.
You've never thought about that.
I mean, probably because I don't have a lot of people who are like, as in like people that I'd be talking about children with, as in like,
oh,
my
no,
own situation.
Oh, you're talking about children.
Yeah, I'm talking about. I've never been in that situation where I've had to be like, oh, actually, because actually, even just the idea of me saying, oh, I don't want kids, or oh, I want, is that not something similar?
What?
If I'm like to somebody, oh, like oh, I don't want kids, and they're like, oh, I really, really want kids. And like, I'm trying. Is that the same thing you're saying?
No. So they don't want kids. So what's the issue?
No, I'm saying I don't want kids, but they're saying that. I'm like, oh, I don't. Kids are this. Kids are that.
Oh,
but
they're like, saying they're trying. That they're trying. And
yeah.
You're
and I'm like,
ah,
I, just,
nah,
I don't want kids.
I ain't feeling that.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to say to someone that's
No, it's
that's a weird thing to say to someone that tells you that they're having children. Oh, fuck that kid.
You know that meme?
Are you crazy? What are you saying?
No, I don't
Somebody
know. I'm not.
Like,
no,
oh,
no,
I'm
no,
really
I think she's
waiting
saying...
on the Lord. Not me, Jer. Oh, sorry.
No. I think what she's saying is that like, if you guys are friends and you're like speaking about your lives,
yeah.
One is saying, oh, I really want kids, but the other one is saying, yeah, it's not for me.
Yeah.
But
I'm trying to understand the process of the conversation.
I don't know.
For example, like if we're all just the three now and you're saying you want kids and we're,
like,
all
I
of
really,
us
really
here are single,
kids,
like that's fine.
Yeah.
But if somebody's actually lamenting
yeah.
and they're saying like, you know, I've been trying my husband for a really long time, like we're getting really worried.
Mm.
And then you use that as an opportunity to be like, I don't want no children. I don't want no kids, but y'all, y'all, good luck. I'm gonna pray for y'all. That's so weird to me. Like,
no, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you.
Please, let's be serious. We're not evil people.
I'm so done. I'm so, so done. But anyway, welcome back, guys. Another episode. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Let us know, what would you guys do, like, in terms of that situation? Would you say that she is an asshole? Is she not? Let us know. Leave a comment. And yeah, even if you're listening, pause, write a little something in the review section or how you found this episode and let us know, because yeah, it's a very sensitive topic, but I think there's probably needs to be a lot more conversations that I've had around, like, I think disabilities anyway. It's very close to my heart. But yeah, I just feel like it's definitely a conversation to have. We'll have that another time as well. But yeah, so you know what it is. You know what it do. It's that time again, every single week. That time gonna come around like fire. But this...
Fire?
Fire, fire.
God, this girl.
What is this girl on?
But anyway, so yeah, you know what time it is. It's the BTS song of the week time. So if you guys don't know, we have a playlist that you can find on Apple Music and on Spotify. And yeah, every week we add a song to this playlist. The links will be wherever you are watching. You just find it in the description. Why are you laughing?
Because you were going to add Mistaken to R&B.
Just go away, man. Oh my God. Oh, anyway, the theme of this month is Afrobeats in honor of...
February.
No, we're not.
We are. It's R&B,
fam.
Happy Valentine's Day month.
Oh, damn. Sorry, guys, because we're actually shooting this in Jan. But yeah, you're right, actually. So this episode is launching in Feb, and it's my birthday month, y'all.
Period.
It's my birthday month. I ain't celebrating, but it's my birthday month. drop a little something for me, you know what I'm saying? Period. But yeah, in honor of Valentine's Day and my birthday, we're going to do my favorite genre. You know how to do. We're going to do old school. Do you hear me? Old school. R&B as the theme of February. Yeah. So that's the theme. Hope you guys enjoyed our Afrobeats one. Let us know what's your favorite songs from that playlist. But now it's time for a refresh.
Was breaking down. I had to look up. Is everything okay?
Don't kill me.
Do Michael.
You're not serious. But yeah, so that's the theme for this month. So
now when we say old school, when does that begin and when does that end?
I'm
actually just curious.
I'm gonna leave that up to your own interpretation.
Oh, okay. God. I was actually just wondering.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave that up to your own interpretation.
It has to be old school.
Yeah, old school, man. Old school.
Cool. You go first.
It can be UK, it can be American, it can be whatever.
Even have old school UK?
Yeah. Okay, so I'll start. What do you say?
I don't think that exists.
UK.
Is old school UK.
I don't even know.
Who would that incorporate?
Notes.
God.
If you're a
BTS,
like old school listener.
Yeah, OG listener.
OG listener.
Yeah,
you
man,
would get
you
that
would
reference.
Know that reference, man. cool. So one of the songs, the first one I'm gonna add is actually by Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige just be killing me. But I can't lie to you, the looks she be giving, she be serving some looks when she steps out, boy. She's serving some looks.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and obviously, you know, the whole power thing just be killing me. I can't even lie. I've seen her act. It's just
power.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You know, Shine.
Oh, Shine ain't even caught up.
Honestly, Ghost is still alive. When I'm watching, where I am.
Well,
you ain't even watching it anymore, so just give up.
I said Ghost is still alive.
He gone.
He's gone.
But yeah, so the first song I want to add is a classic, Be Without You. I love that song.
Oh, I love that. Too strong.
It's my just breakup song. Amazing. Actually.
Yeah. What? Playing that on loop.
I'm crying. That song really reminds me of school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Another song I'm going to add is To Me, You're So Into You. I think that's also
sing
like
it.
I really like what you've done to me. I can't really explain it. I'm so into you. I really like.
Okay.
So
this is my issue. Like, I know songs, but I don't know their names.
Oh,
when
no.
it comes to
really
like, old school R&B. Yeah.
Oh, damn. But anyway, so those are the two. So I'm gonna add two.
Okay.
Because I'm really gonna come through with the next week. Pow, 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 pow.
Yeah, because she wasn't really prepared because she forgot.
Yeah.
Should I go?
Yeah, go
okay,
ahead.
I'm adding two songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is out of my comfort zone. So the first song I'm adding is Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart.
Oh!
That's another breakup song. On loop.
Say you love me again.
What? I don't know why. Every time I think of Toni Braxton, I just think of Ruth.
She loves me. She loves Toni Braxton.
She loves
the fact that she saw her in concert.
Yeah,
I was so jealous.
I remember when she went. Damn, man. Okay, cool. That's a good one. What other one
you
gonna
add? The second song I'm adding is Tweet, Oops My, with ooh! Missy Elliott.
Ooh,
wait, see.
There goes my shirt above my head.
I don't know.
Ooh. Oh, Sammy.
Turning red. Who could this be? I tried.
Ooh. No, what? That's a
that's
tune.
Like 2002. So
yeah.
That could be classified.
Defo.
Over 20 years ago.
Defo. No, yeah. That's a good one.
I think you should do 2005 backwards.
Oh, okay. My bad, y'all.
2005
backwards.
Back into the 90s.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know if I can do that. I'm going to do what I can, child.
2005.
No, interesting that we can like, use our...
When did Mary J. Blige
that's the thing, though. I don't know if it's actually... I think it might be after that, you know. I need to double check, child. But you go ahead. What is it you want to...
I'm going to add 3 songs.
Okay.
I'm going to add Toni Braxton, He Wasn't Man Enough.
Oh, good one.
This is definitely... I don't think this is old school. I'm going to add Kiki Wyatt, Daydreaming.
Be Without You was 2005.
Oh, was it? Bang on.
Period.
Bang on. But Kiki, oh, that's a good song.
Kiki and her
daydreaming,
kids.
I'm daydreaming.
She has like 10 kids or more than 10 kids.
And then the
really?
Last.
Kiki. She has a reality TV show.
Wait, 10 kids?
Yeah, I think it's even more than 10.
Eh?
Yeah.
No.
Nah. You people are active, man. What the hell? No, guys.
And then,
sorry. How many times did she go into that delivery room? Jesus. You've been knowing all the staff. You've been knowing everything.
Yeah, back again, Kiki.
Back again.
I'm here.
Yes, sir. Like.
She has to have at least 2 sets of twins.
Defo,
come on,
man. What?
Anyway, the last song that I'm going to add, and actually, Manny reminded me of this
Manny?
Song.
Oh, when he came
classic
on to...
Manny.
Okay. Oh,
who?
Sorry.
No,
Manny.
11 kids.
11. God.
I said classic Manny, not classic Manny.
Manny from Pasta Maker.
No.
Snapback.
No. Huh? What did I say?
Oh, even
that
means I
said that Manny made
classic
you...
Manny.
Oh my gosh! Wait, hold on. I've confused myself.
Which Manny?
Which Manny?
Yay! Hey.
Many are chosen.
Anyway, do you know what? Whatever.
Manny?
I probably mixed up somebody's name. Sorry, Mabby News.
Wait, someone that came on the pod.
He didn't come on the pod.
We know him.
Yeah.
Classic
and
Manny.
He does no.
He does what?
Classic Manny. Who's that? Oh, that's not Snapback Manny, right?
No.
Classic Manny does TikTok.
Yes.
Oh, I was right. Sorry.
Oh,
do you know what it is? You Manny's, yeah? You keep remixing
you
your name.
No, we know a Snapback Manny. We know a Classic Manny. We know
a Manny from Pasta Maker.
We know too many.
It was
Manny Sanya.
You said his full name.
His full government.
Not gonna lie, that's the name of his business. So let's be guided.
Classic Manny, I'm actually so sorry. I got it right the first time and I started doubting myself because classic Snapback. Oh, there's too many things. But anyway, he reminded me of
even Hoodie Manny. Who's that?
Sorry, I think she just made that up. I don't know. He reminded me of this tune. And obviously, you guys, if you don't know, I love Brandy. Like me and Brandy, like this. I'll cry when I see her.
Shout out to share the video this week! Yeah!
My video on the internet.
And it's only like 5 seconds.
No, when I go, I'll come back. That part alone.
Hey,
guys, sing it with me. Sing it with me. When I go, I come back. Are you crazy? And that circle of the arm.
No.
When I go, I come back. That has to. You know what they think? Like video, like Hall of Fame moments.
Yeah.
Like, that for me does something. Like, yeah. Talk to endorphins that leave my body when I watch that video.
It's the switch of the camera from from Brandon doing this to the guy doing this.
I come back.
My thing is okay. But my thing is, was she performing in London?
Yeah, because and he looks like he just got off work. Bruv, you know when it's like, sorry, got guys. I've got an important engagement at 6:30. Yeah.
Oh, it's like a work thing. Like the client has taken us out.
Could you imagine? That'd be even funnier. I genuinely believe that guy, he made every effort
to be there.
It was his button-down white shirt for me.
Yes.
When I come back. No, anyway, I wasn't going to add that, but now we have to. Obviously, Aphrodisiac by Brandy. But the song I was actually going to add is I Thought, from the same album anyway.
Oh, I know that.
No, you must know it.
I don't know it.
I've forgotten it. But you should listen to it if you don't know it. It is a tune. What did I tell you?
Sorry, I just have to now quickly add something because I normally do three anyway. But I'm gonna add Brandy and Kanye West talk about our love.
Are you in my mind?
It's because when she said, I was like,
"Are you in my mind?"
It was
when I said what.
You might have.
I think that is
one of my favorite brandy songs.
How can they talk about our love?
They don't know one thing about us. What they do is from the mouth.
The people disappearing in the video?
Yes. Oh, that's a tune.
God.
Okay. Damn.
This section is going to be long.
No, guys, honestly,
every week we're going to sing the song.
No, literally, but I'm even scared for you next week because when I come prepared,
she's gonna pull out a paper from her
pocket. Nah, like, legit, we're going to be a number one.
Okay, number seven.
I'm so dumb, but yeah, those are songs we're going to be adding to the playlist. Make sure you guys check it out. Listen, it's a month.
I come back.
It's sick. It's sick. It's the leg movement.
We have to post it.
No, we have to.
100%.
100%.
I need a video on my phone.
No.
I don't even know how I'm saved.
I want to see the full
video. I've seen it. It's so good.
The whole performance
is so sick.
I need to go look on YouTube.
I have to go back and watch it, man. What the heck? I'm so done. But yeah, those are songs we're going to add to the playlist this week. Please, it's the month of February. Show some love to us by subscribing, but show some love to your friends, to your families, to your partners, to every single goddamn body, okay? And let us know if you're using this playlist, you know, just for a good feel. Was it? No, feel good time.
Feel good music.
You know what I mean? Good lovey-dovey in that. I love to see it. But yeah, make sure you guys check it out. Again, the links to the playlist will be wherever you're watching, and it's available on Apple Music and on Spotify. So yeah, let us know and keep tagging us when you listen to it. We like to see that you guys are enjoying. Yeah.
Quickly before you go.
Yes, because I forgot.
I'm going to say I've started listening to podcasts.
Wow.
Yes, I saw that you were listening to it. I was
listening to fam.
They are so funny.
Only 3.5 years later.
No, it's more than 3.5. Like, they started.
No,
like,
what I'm saying is,
when we had started.
And she's like, I've just started listening to podcasts.
No. Let me give a background.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not really a podcast listener, but I'm more of a visual person. I've always said it.
Yeah.
So I kind of watch podcasts that are on YouTube. That's how I like watching or listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
But I was in the office and I was like, you know what? I can't keep on listening to music all the time. Mm. Like, I need
I get bored of that.
Like, I get bored. Like there's only so much of my playlist I can keep on playing. I keep on playing Shalipop, Shalipop. It's enough. Imagine you're doing spreadsheet, you're in E. Don't
Traffic, yes, please. Men mount. What's that?
Men mount. Oh,
men mount.
As y'all don't cast. I'm thinking, I can't be doing that whilst dealing with spreadsheets, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I had what had happened was I had watched the last episode that they dropped for 2023 on YouTube.
Okay.
And hours.
No,
they are so funny.
So
I now went back to their first episode that they ever dropped. Their first episode. I listened to that, but then I now started listening. I listened to that one just to see how they are.
Mm.
And then I now started listening to season 5. I think that's the last season.
Oh, so
season
do seasons? That, I didn't realize that. Seasons. Okay, yeah, okay, okay.
So I started listening to the most recent season.
Yeah.
Do you have 5 or 6? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Mate.
I can't lie to you. You just saying this now. I was listening to them, but then I think I paused. I'm going to restart it because I remember seeing a couple of snippets and I was just like, these girls are funny. And the topic one of them was talking about was women whose wedding was 7 or 8 years ago
and they're still every doing single day
you're doing
recap of
the best day of my life and throwback Thursday and you've been posting the same thing from beginning in the morning to the when she said that I was dying.
That's the one thing I like about their podcast. Jola does her, what did she call it? She said like her unpopular opinions or something like that.
Mate, it is so funny.
So funny.
I would love for them to like us to do something with them because they are so funny. They crack me up, man.
Yeah, like you said, one of her like unpopular opinions was the one where like you're saying that you're newly weds but you've been married for 3 years. And every day you keep on posting the same pictures
of your wedding.
Of your wedding. And it's like, what she was basically saying was that you just want people to come and be like, oh, I remember that day. It was so good. Mm. The food was this. Mm. The something was that. Mm. Like, you want to keep on, you don't want to relive. You just want to keep on reliving how you felt on the day.
Do you know what I would actually take from that if I kept seeing somebody post like 7 years
ago? Things aren't good.
Yeah.
That's what she said as well. She said that as well.
Kind of like there should be better things that, not better, but like there should be more recent things that you're able to show about your relationship. Yeah.
Go and be doing things with your husband.
Yeah.
Like, why do you keep on Instagram?
I think they were saying that, oh, something like, oh, but maybe she just liked herself in white. Like, you can wear white for.
Yeah, you can wear white boo boo.
Go wear white boo boo. I'll take photo.
White boo boo, I'll be going.
No, they that's are funny. So funny. No, that snippet was so hilarious.
I'm going to start. You know,
I'm going to listen to them as well, actually. They're thank really you for funny. That.
And I was going to say, like, it's good to hear. How do I say this? I like listening to them because obviously they live in Nigeria.
Yes.
So it's nice to get like a scope of like
what's going on
there, because I listened to the episode. I don't think I finished it. I was listening to the episode that they did just after the election results.
Yeah. Mm.
So heavy topics like that, but still making it light and funny and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's good just to listen to them and know what's going on, because obviously you know maybe your parents will talk about it and things like that, but they are actually
in it and they're in age, it and
we're in the same kind of age, a bit older. So it's kind of nice to, you know, listen to them and things like that. But
man,
just a little shout out to them.
Yeah, a little shout out to them.
They're wavy still.
For real.
I've got a dilemma. It's not very long, so I'll just quickly go through it.
Hey
girls, first of all, recently found your Insta page and got to know about your podcast. You girls are amazing.
Thank you very much.
So to the story, I'm 21 and there is this guy. There's always this guy. He's wonderful, gets me gifts, loves me a lot, has an amazing sense of humor, a great listener, always thinks of my wishes and needs. Absolute gorgeous man expects me to only spend time with him in return.
Eh? They say sugar daddy.
Cool. Anyway, absolute gorgeous man and expects me to only spend time with him in return. Oh, I think what she's basically saying is I don't have to do anything in return except spend time with him.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
And then she goes, .. I hate even saying this. He isn't that good looking. My girls don't approve of him at all. They really want me to be with someone who is .. Oh God, I hate to even say this. .. The way
all these dots.
Oh God, I hate to even say this, but
well, okay.
To be with someone who is, oh God, I hate to say this, who is going to look good with me to tell me, who's going to look good with me to tell me in the most nice way. So what I think she's trying to say is someone like someone looks
good like
standing
her.
Next to her.
Mm.
I kind of agree with them. Looks aren't everything for me, but he seriously isn't my type in the looks area, which kind of throws me off. I'm so confused and I really want to play. I don't want to play with his feelings, but I don't know if we should be dating. Do you girls think it's wrong to think about looks? And do you think we should be dating when the way he looks isn't my type? And then she put in bracket in capitals, at all. Now, this reminded me of a video that my good friends, sent me this week. This lady on Instagram was like, in 2024, ladies, please, let's be dating people whose faces don't have to grow on us. I just replied to Beatrice. I just replied to Beatrice, said, I hyphen. Then she went, sis, hyphen. I said, Because.
Sis, we've all been there.
We've all been there.
Like, sis, well, we have all been there.
He's a nice guy.
He's a, Yeah.
Do you know, I always find it a difficult thing.
Mm.
I find it difficult to...
You can't have everything.
Yeah. That's what I genuinely believe.
I honestly don't think you can have everything.
Yeah.
You can't have everything, but you should be physically attracted to the person that you're with.
I understand.
You should be able to look at them and be like, or you don't think so.
I understand, but...
Money, yes. You know what Tammy said? Money changes everything. Money changes things. Money changes situations. Money changes circumstances. What did you say?
Money changes situations. Money changes circumstances. Money changes everything. I don't even
money
know.
Changes everything.
Yeah.
When you start seeing that bling bling in your eye.
Bling bling.
He starts to grow a beard. In your mind, he doesn't have anything. When you look at him, he doesn't have anything. But when he has money, then you can't start to see it.
And all the attributes that she's listed,
they are good.
Yeah, they're good still.
They are good.
And the thing is, I'm sure
her friends are in her ear.
Like,
yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
Stop. Sometimes I love you guys, but stop listening to your friends.
Yeah.
Not everything you listen. People,
why would your friends even? Don't you think that's a weird thing?
And that's what you know, do you remember when it was my husband thinks I'm ugly? What did I tell you people?
Your views on somebody's
opinion that you have of someone when it's physical, you better
swallow it.
Swallow with me.
And don't say it again.
Don't bring it back up.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay, you're dating this guy, your friends, or even more than one person.
Yeah, they're gathering around the conversation.
You know that meme? Yeah, it's like when I've just shown my friend my boyfriend, it's like,
you even tagged me, you said it's me.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Sorry.
When I was like, I think I did. When I said the woman is like, I'm thinking of something nice to say. And then the other person is like, it take you that long? She's like, it does.
No, that was what I was going to say. So when you have that opposite taste, it's like, oh, I can't remember what it is. What was it? I can't remember. I think you tagged me in it.
It was basically like when you tell your friend you like a guy and then she replies and she's like, I just love how opposite our tastes are. I said to Beatrice, this is you. I'll be like, oh my gosh, he's so handsome. She'll be like, I just love how different we are.
No, it's normally the other way around, no.
Recently, you've been making better decisions.
Oh. I think that's all we have time for.
No, but I'm joking. I don't think I'm crying. I don't think there's anyone that you've recently been, and I've been like, eh?
I'm so done.
Which I would never even do anyway.
Yeah, but yeah, that whole looks growing on you. I don't know, I think you just have to be... I think there's a...
I'll be honest, I don't think so. I think you need to... Well, for me, looks are really important. Because at the end of the day, some of these men will just treat you like mad anyway.
Yeah, but he's not.
And then he's ugly.
Yeah, but he's not.
But right now he's not. But what if he does later on and you'll be like, and you're even ugly? Obviously, you won't say that. But what I'm saying is, in your head,
But my whole thing is that, like, is he, like, so unattractive that you can't, like...
How bad can he be?
Let me read that bit again.
They
don't need to read
it. Let me understand it. I don't want to read it all. I'm just trying to understand.
My thing is like,
She said that his face is throwing her off. Please.
And I think the face is throwing her off because her friends have brought it up. Sometimes.
How did she allow him to even enter, like, and get, like, do you know what I mean? Not enter, like, I mean, like, do you know what I mean? How did they start conversing in the first place if his face was that off-putting? How do you cross that boundary?
Exactly. Maybe.
Oh,
there always was, there must have always been a sneaky something that you liked. Sorry. There was, because no one's going to.
You find him attractive.
In some way.
In some way.
Or maybe he was just persistent and eventually she was like, oh,
and that's
just,
what I meant about, that's just, what, you know, we spoke about it before, it's about persistency, like sometimes that's the only thing that people be using as their reason for dating someone, and that's why I say it's wrong.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sis, I think you're attracted to him, but you're just embarrassed because your friends don't find him attractive.
Which you shouldn't even care about.
You shouldn't care about
because I'm trying to think, 21, that was obviously 6 years ago for me. I'm trying to
but
think
she's 21 though. You're young, innit?
Is she 21?
Yeah. She's 21.
My dear, have your fun. Don't be listening to your friends, I beg.
Yeah, like, man, just do what
they
do.
These friends just want to bring you down with them. Oh, he's ugly. So you now will be...
And they're probably single themselves.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what Tammy just said.
That's what I said. Yeah. They're probably single.
Yeah. Live your life. Can't lie. This guy sounds like a great guy.
Yeah. You said him. You said himself is wonderful. When have we been... When on this podcast, when have we been
ever read something?
Ever like, read something that someone said that the boyfriend is wonderful?
Mm.
Do you know what the word wonderful is?
Great sense of humor.
Great sense of humor. You were listening to them.
Do you know how hard it is to
and
find
all
men?
You have to do is just be present.
And he just likes your company. He just likes who you are.
Come on now.
Please,
don't need to do anything.
Yeah. Please, look, come on. Trust me. Listen, sis, the streets.
Ha.
They are nothing to write home about.
Nothing.
Like, absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you this. As a woman.
In the streets.
Yeah. It's nothing to write home
about. I was going to say as well, like, I don't know if he's the same age, but, like, some people glow up a bit later on in life, you know?
Like, it's true, actually. It's young.
Yeah, 21 is still young. That's basically, you're just graduating uni at that age.
And sometimes you can make the other person look good.
Nah, legit.
All you need is a flipping linen two-piece or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like
sorted.
A comfy
straight
little
leg jean, you're done.
Or
some people just need guidance.
Yeah.
Some people, they're a rough, they're a diamond in the rough. You just need to shine it.
Yeah, man.
You just need to polish.
Yeah, man.
And you've got yourself a lovely fella.
Yeah, have you seen those TikTok videos where it's
that?
Like,
dress my
me before
older
my
boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Me before my girlfriend. Me after my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you
I
want to
see
like,
that trend. Oh, the trend I'm, do you know what the trend I'm on TikTok? Flipping them, putting the bottles in the right places with the
I saw you share it, but I've not seen it.
What
I've not watched those videos.
You
trend.
Haven't seen those videos of people like playing a game. They can't see bottles underneath. They're different colors, and there's the same bottles on the top.
Yeah,
and they have to match it. You haven't seen
how them? Do they match though? You just guess.
Just by guessing.
Interesting.
And then someone will be like, "Oh, one bottle is correct," and you just have to keep on.
Oh, okay, interesting.
But there's that one where it's like. There's one where there's
you need to
one
see Tammy's story. You understand
there's one
it.
Couple okay. And it's like
they're good.
They're not good. The guy is good, but the girl is just throwing every.
But she can't see. So how can like that's not her fault?
Because the guy is telling her. Because obviously we can see what the
yeah, of course.
The guy is like you have to do it in a strategic way. You can't just be putting it everywhere. She will be like, oh no, and it's in. I think it's in like Spanish or something.
Oh gosh.
Like, I'll send it to you guys.
Okay,
but yeah,
that is
funny.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Goddamn. But anyway, that is the end.
Don't leave that guy.
Yeah.
That's made me upset.
Hey,
wow,
yeah.
I don't think we've ever told someone to stay before. This is a first.
Like he hasn't actually done anything wrong.
Yeah, and I come back to that whole just like looking good for a picture, honey.
That's crazy,
honey.
Man. That's shallow. That's
bro.
Shallow.
Brother.
But you know what I was thinking in the shower today? Sorry.
That's a bit TMI.
Is it TMI?
No,
sorry.
I'm joking.
Okay, I was just going to say, because I'd be thinking about loads of stuff in the shower.
Yeah.
I was thinking about whether or not, you know how women will overlook your looks to... you know, be like, okay, well, he's a nice guy and he's this and he's that. Like, he doesn't, like, physically, I'm not really attracted to him, but, like, I'm willing to get to know him better.
Yeah.
Do you think guys ever do
no,
that?
No, but that's because we said about the whole, like, men have
a I know that they have the first, like, they approach based on looks. And
no, I meant in the sense that, like, value of a, typically in a relationship, like, men see themselves, women would be like, they want a guy that can look after them and men are like, they want someone that is pretty and like they would feel attracted to sexually and yeah, do the whole kids thing because he's like, that's what you're going to be around for, no? Like, as in, like, you know, women's standard is like beauty, like it's always about looks, how you look as a woman.
Yeah.
As a man doesn't have to be the most handsome. If you've got bread, you've made it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You don't need to be. If you have money, you don't need to be a
child. Like Jay said, I'm an ugly man making sexy money, man.
That's true. Fuck.
That's a line, boy.
That's a line, boy. He was spitting,
but
he was right as well.
He was right.
Brother.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
And men have a lot of choice.
They do. Because spoiled literally, the bar is actually in hell.
Oh, the bar is low.
Like, literally, you can literally just be a nice guy and, like, girls will actually find you.
Yeah, girls will, they'll excuse like, oh anything.
Gosh, yeah, like, he has potential.
Like, always calls me to find out how I am.
Yeah.
He has potential.
Let's do better, guys.
2024, please.
Let's just be doing better, man. Yeah. Goddamn.
As I get closer to 30.
Hey!
Marriage is getting...
Please.
In the distance. Nowhere to be seen.
Don't worry. It's fine.
God always knows best, man.
Ah, well.
He does.
Yes, he does.
He does indeed.
Me and God are fighting right now.
Oh, gosh. Don't kill me.
The month of fasting.
I'm so dumb. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, make sure you find us on our socials. That is BTSPod_ on
Instagram.
On
X.
On
Snapchat.
On
TikTok.
Yes, well done.
And subscribe to our YouTube channel at BTS Podcast.
Turn on the notification bell so that you guys are always notified when we drop.
Yes, sir.
You never know when the next bonus episode is coming.
You really don't.
Make sure you guys are notified.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And make sure for all the people that love or want to listen to us via audio, make sure you guys check us out. We are available on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and also on Amazon Music. Just hit the link and it'll take you to the audio platforms.
Please leave us a review.
Yeah.
And give us a 5-star.
Yeah, man.
Like we get a couple of listens. So we can get that number up on Spotify. Definitely
can.
Apple Podcasts. That's where you people are residing.
Yeah, you people need to boost up those numbers. Do the needful, man.
Come
on. I'm begging you.
Man.
But yeah, appreciate the love, guys. And as usual, we'll see you in our next one.
Bye.